Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Yud Aleph, Nida 11. On today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing a woman who establishes a Ves as a fixed cycle, and as a result of something that happens external to her body. In the case of the Gemara, we're going to be talking about kafichos, where she jumps a certain way, and after she jumps a certain way, she discovers that she actually has dam nida, that she has blood coming that is associated with menstrual blood. So what is the reason why we care if she establishes a fixed vases? So we'll get back to that in a moment, but first we'll say the teaching that Rav Huna gave. Rav Huna said, Amar Rav Huna kafza, let's say a woman jumps from a high place, v'ra'asa, and immediately she sees blood after she jumps, then we say kafza v'ra'asa, a second time she came again and she jumped, and as a result of that she also saw blood, kafza v'ra'asa, then a third time she jumps and she sees blood. So we say under those circumstances, kavala v'ses, that since she jumps, and each time she jumps, she sees blood, we say as a result of this, she has established a fixed cycle. This concept of a woman establishing a vases appears in several places in our tractate, and it's a question why it appears here, but that's not for our discussion now. What is the relevance of a woman establishing a vases? Well, the first thing is we say that any woman that has a vases, we say the principle which we've been discussing from the very beginning of our tractate, which is Dayashata, that we say that moment is when we assume that she saw the blood, that even though generally speaking a woman who sees blood needs to be concerned for all of the taharos, all the ritually pure things that she touched within the last 24 hours according to the Chachamim, or Mipakida Upakida, that was the position of the Chachamim in our Mishnah, prior to her seeing the blood. Nevertheless, that is only a circumstance where there was no fixed vases. But if a woman has a fixed cycle and then she checks at the time where she's expecting her cycle and she sees blood, then she doesn't have to be concerned for anything prior to that. She only has to be concerned from the time of her vases moving onward. Now, actually, this law, it does not appear in the Shulchan Aruch, because today we no longer are concerned with Tuma and Tahara because we don't have the temple standing, and so therefore these laws of ritual purity as relates to food are not relevant. But that was very relevant in the time of the Talmud, and one of the main reasons why we care about a vases is for this halacha of whether or not we have to go back and say everything she touched in the last 24 hours is Tameh. A second reason why we care about the vases is because a woman who has a vases, a woman who has a fixed cycle, is required to have a bedika during the time of her vases. She's required to inspect herself because to see if there is blood coming during the time of her cycle. And the reason is because we say chazaka orech bezman oba, that there's a principle that it comes in its proper time, that the period will come in its proper time. And so that is going to be discussed by the Gemara in 16a, where the Gemara is going to discuss if this is a biblical law or a rabbinic law. There's a third reason why a woman is required to check for her vases, and that is because we have the principle asura kol onas haveses, that the entire period, the entire 12-hour cycle of, if we divide a day into two onas, into two periods, the entire 12 hours of the vases, the woman is going to be prohibited to her husband, whether or not, even if she checked for her period and she didn't see it, because we're going to be concerned that maybe she will see the blood during her marital relations, and this is going to be problematic. So that's going to be discussed on a Gemara on 63b, and where Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are going to discuss the details of this. And so we see from here that these are the three main reasons why a woman is absolutely important for her to understand when exactly her vases is. In addition to this, our Gemara is discussing not just a regular vases, which is a vases which comes as a result of the woman's normal bodily cycle, but a vases that comes from something external to her body. And so there are different parts of different types of a vases that comes externally to her body. So the Tosus's position on 63, that anytime the vases comes as a result of strain on some sort, that is going to be considered to be a veses that comes from external to the body. The Baal Mor, however, says that if the veses comes from something that she doesn't want, that if it comes to something that she didn't want to be partaking in, then it's going to be considered to be a veses that comes machmas onus, external to her body. But if it comes by something she wants, that she desires this, then it's going to be considered like a regular veses of the body. And the Rashba is going to be on the position that any time there's an action which causes the veses to come, that's going to be considered a veses machmas onus, an external veses. And only in those circumstances where the veses is what caused the action to come, so like, for example, a sneezing or a coughing, then we say that's a veses aguf. If it comes from the body, like where she sneezed and that caused the veses to come, that's going to be considered like a veses of the body. But in our circumstance, we're talking about a situation where we have the veses coming from jumping, and that's what Rav Huna is talking about, where Rav Huna says under those circumstances we're able to establish a veses.